What's going on, everybody? This is Colin with.
Hey, everyone, it's Elliot.
And this is a special edition, our Boston Marathon recap here. So,
You didn't really want to do this episode, did you?
I look forward to it, Elliot. I look forward to it.
Hey, I wouldn't be giving you such a hard time if you didn't talk so much game over the before the race.
Yeah.
Playing this
Well,
music, telling me
spoiler
my
alert here, if you
stretching
haven't
routines
already
are too
told,
basic.
Elliot did edge me out once again at the on my home turf and is the marathon champion. But let's dive into it, buddy. So you're back home, but you spent what'd you spend? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with me.
Yep.
Yeah, how was your lead into the race here?
It was good. I will admit I was a little nervous because I always follow you on Strava, and I saw you just put in a lot more long runs than me. So I thought, wow, I'm going to have to really push it on the second half of that run. So I knew you were going to be very close. So definitely got me, I was pretty nervous for it because of that reason. I knew you were gunning for me this year, but yeah, I mean, training went well, but I think my max running week was 45 miles. So
Yeah.
yeah, my longest run was 21. I think it definitely helps training on hills. I mean, we both live in very hilly areas, so I think it is so beneficial training on that. And I don't know. I think the running world seems to get caught up in pacing a lot. So like they're trying to find like flat routes all the time and like, oh, I got to hit this certain pace. But I think on a course like Boston, it's so important to really, I don't know, pay attention to heart rate for one and really, I mean, do a lot of efforts on hills because that's what the Boston course is. I mean, there's not a lot of flat sections on it, a lot of downhill, but then there's also a lot of uphills. I mean, I'm always amazed when I'm running that course. It's just, yeah, the first half is a lot of downhill, but there are some uphills too that kind of break the momentum up a little bit.
There are some uphills, but at the same time, even Heartbreak Hill, right? I mean, I guess not to get ahead of ourselves too much. I don't feel like it's that killer.
No.
I mean, I guess especially for me, most of my runs end with essentially a 2 to 3 mile climb. So, the hills that we hit during that race don't really intimidate me too much here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will definitely agree with you. So, I mean, I definitely went a little bit more run focused than I normally do this winter, early spring here, and was interested to see how that transponder, what that resulted in from putting in more miles here. And I definitely felt like I put in a lot of work and a lot of running leading into this one here. So it was a different philosophy for me here, and we'll talk more about that here in a minute here maybe. But yeah. So you slept well, relaxed at my house or what?
Yeah, so I took a red eye to your house, and I don't think I'll ever do that again. I mean, luckily, got in at 6:30. I flew out of Seattle at what was it, like 10:45, and yeah, I thought I was gonna be able to sleep. I took a Benadryl and everything, and just could not fall asleep. So did not. I think I slept for like 15 minutes, but we went to your mom's house, your parents' house, as soon as I got in. And
well, that's not true.
Oh,
We
no, we went for a run.
Went for a run and a swim.
Yeah. So we got our exercising in right away. And then I took like a, 2 hour nap at your mom's house?
2 or 3 hour nap, probably. Yeah. 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 But no, yeah, that was good. And then we made it over to my house, and you set up shop in my third son's bedroom, which he never uses for the records. He sleeps in my room. So, but nice. So yeah, the lead in kind of a few days before, we're feeling good.
Yep. Yeah. As soon as I got to your house, I slept so well that first night. And then, yeah, I mean, after that first day, I mean, I did didn't really feel too tired and just hung out, floated, went to your recovery center. Yeah, I
Got a
was feeling good.
massage.
Yep. Got a massage. We went in the hot sauna every day with Calvin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were hitting the sauna regularly, getting our stretching in. It's pretty
Yeah.
good prep, I will say. That was, as I mentioned to you, a text, I think, leading into the race. That was some of the most relaxing days I've had in since I can remember here. So that was really nice. So yeah, we had to run in the rain a little bit on Friday, but it was fun to have somebody to run with and somebody that comfortably runs the same paces and things like that. So that
Yeah,
was
so I
definitely.
mean, leading up to it, did you do most of your running by yourself?
The only exception to that would be the track workouts I was leading on Wednesdays. Literally, the I don't think I did one. I mean, that's pretty common. I've never run with other people,
Yeah.
so that was it. So, yep, solo running for me.
Yep,
Did
I'm
you
the
have
same
Becca
way
with
as
you a
you.
lot for yours?
Yep. I mean, Becca just, yeah. For some reason, just never. I mean, maybe we did a couple runs together, but it was mostly alone.
Yeah. Cool.
I kind of
You
prefer
wanna...
it that way. It's kind of my alone time.
Yeah, I as we talked about prior to the race, I definitely even and we'll talk about in the race here, but I definitely prefer to just run on my own, run at my own pace and kind of just let myself lead the charge. And I think sometimes when you were the, running with other people, well, it can be good. And especially when you're doing speed work and things like that, like I think we've talked about as well. I think there's a lot of value there, but I think it is good, especially with running, to be in control of yourself and allow yourself to kind of lead things most of the time. So I definitely, I don't think I have much of a choice on that, but I do like it that way.
Yeah.
So then we went into the city on Saturday to get our bibs. We went over and saw Mark Castrovinci and Adam Raphael over at Marathon Sports. We got to check out the 1 mile race a little bit. Couldn't get into Marathon Sports because it was inside of the quarter-ish mile block that was being used for that. So that made things interesting, but it was cool to see them. And then we saw Stephen Mang over at the getting in to get our bibs. But yeah, fun little trip into the city, and I was definitely excited and fun to be around the. The Boston, you know, marathon vibes and everything like that for sure.
Yeah. But
So,
it's also nice staying at your house. I'm always, it's just so quiet at your house. It's so far away from everything, and that's my style. That's my kind of style. I love just low, staying at low key places and not a lot of stuff going on. It's very
yeah,
relaxing before a race.
it was good. Cool. So then let's see. Yeah, Sunday we took it pretty easy. We shot over to Peak again, did another little float, some PBM action, getting ready to go. Forget, how'd you say you slept the night before the race?
Not that well, but I never
Yeah.
really sleep that well before races.
All right. I didn't sleep as well as I expected to. I think I woke up at like 2 or 2:30 and couldn't really fall back to sleep very well after that, but did sleep pretty soundly for about 4 or 5 hours anyway. So, but yeah, then we actually drove my car over to truck over to Lowell and left it at the train station, had my dad pick up, me up us up there, and then head over to Nashua, excuse me, to take the Gate City Striders bus into the race. I think we were the last ones on the bus, which I was a bit surprised about because we even, it's a little before 6:30 when we got there,
Yeah, it
but
was just a touch before 6:30. I
yeah.
remember in the email though, they're like, we're leaving at 6:30, so be here before that. I think we were there at like 6:27.
Yeah. But then we shot off to Hopkinton, and weather was definitely nicer and warmer this year. I guess it probably wouldn't have been as bad to just go hang out in the athlete village, but I do think it's a really nice luxury to be on the bus and be able to hang out there. There was plenty of bathrooms, I guess, where the bus was parked. So we didn't really use that once we got to the to Hopkinton, but it is nice relaxing there and just talking to the other runners and hanging out a bit. That's right. We saw Jason. Shoot, what's Jason's last name?
Jason Ming.
Okay. Yeah. We got
Yeah, it's weird. Jason Ming, and then you have your client and the
Stephen
guy
Ming.
on your team, Stephen
Okay.
Ming.
Yeah. So we saw him prior to the race, and yeah, we were in the first corral, or wait, no, first wave corral two, right? Am I mixing that
Yes.
up? I keep mixing that up. But we headed up towards the race start around 9 a.m. There's a decent amount of walking for sure you have to do, which I actually do really like. I think it's a great way. Not necessarily a fan of a huge warm up. Definitely we did do a dynamic warm up and some stretching kind of stuff while we were outside the bus waiting in Hopkinton. But I think that nice steady walk is a good little warm up without going too crazy heading into to the race here.
And the people watching is the best, walking to the
Yeah,
start
that's
corral.
right. What are our highlights? We got a few good ones here, we should say.
We got, I mean, I'm not ripping on running at all. I know triathlon is just as bad, if not worse, but a lot of type A runners in our wave. I mean, a perfectly sunny day, no water on the ground, and people walking with bags around their shoes, just
That was classic. We saw one guy that had like shoe cover things over his shoes. So we were trying to figure out the logic on that. I guess it was just to make sure that that tread was just absolutely optimal, ready to go. Because I mean, I guess there was a couple puddles,
yeah,
but
there's a few puddles.
it was dry. It was really no need for those, I don't think. But
A guy
by that.
reading he had like a huge diary of, apparently it was like his race plan. So
Oh
yeah,
yeah, that's
he had
right.
like a whole novel.
Novel just to prep for the race there. That's always good. And then of course though our buddy, our favorite was the
Yes.
guy that we met
Mr.
once we
Negative.
got Mr. Negative that we met once we got into line for the race here. So we did end up, I think by mistake a little bit, we ended up at the back of Corral too. We got there, I guess, a little bit later than some of we did stop to the bathroom one more time right before the start. But we, got in line. I was fine with that. And so me being me, I, started saying hello to people, and yeah, what right away, right? It was just, how you
This
doing?
guy is just like, oh, it's too hot. I'm gonna have a horrible race. I'm not used to this. It's gonna be a rough day.
Yeah.
And then going
And
over his whole plan with you, and you're like, oh, cool, man.
I was trying to keep it pretty passive there, but he just kept going. And I tried to spin him a couple of times to flip it on its head and be a little bit positive, but he just wasn't having it. So, with that, I mean, it definitely, we'll talk about it at the finish here, I think, but the temps were definitely anticipated, and they did creep up a bit in the last day or two heading into the race. So, that definitely created a stir, certainly, I guess, for some more than others as we headed into the
Yeah, I
race.
mean, it was a very sneaky heat. It wasn't ever like, I mean, if you're spectating, you would definitely not be
Oh, it was
sweating and it would
incredible.
be
Such a great
very
day to
comfortable. But
spectate,
yeah,
for
I
sure.
mean, it really snuck up on you if you just did not pay attention to fueling early on, especially.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So the gun went off. We went off by what? Before 10:01, I think, right? We were
Yeah, it was like 10.
right off by
10
Elliot, of
in like
course.
37 seconds.
Yeah, Elliot, of course. He did. We
You're
started
tugging on my
together, but
jersey.
he started, just a foot or two behind me,
Yep. Second behind you.
second behind me. I think that was,
I did that intentionally.
where the games began, So we headed out, and we had kind of anticipated that we wouldn't have much of an issue with pacing, and that we'd be with the right people. And actually, I think Elliot's coach was saying that he was concerned that we'd go out too fast because of the corral that we were in. And I will unfortunately definitely disagree with that. I mean, I think it was fine, but I definitely felt
Yeah, we were
congested
both
and
weaving in and out of people. I
weaving.
remember that.
Not a ton. I did way more weaving last year, that's for sure. But it was definitely congested at the front, or at the beginning. And but I've got my splits up, Elliot. So what, let's see, 5:55, 5:57, 5:56 for the first 5K. That sound about right for you?
Let's see. It's loading right now. Yeah, it's about the same because I remember running with you, so we were together the first
We were
5K.
together for a short moment at the beginning, weren't we? But that then the Jedi mind tricks and tactics came into play for Mr. Kawoka that
Well, I've known you for years, so I knew going into this that you like to build your efforts throughout the race. You're not going to do anything stupid early on. And I'm like, I don't know if I could outkick you because I just remember last year and you dropped me pretty bad. So I'm like, I have to try to at least push you a little bit to stay with me or just kind of run it a little aggressively early on.
Or just
So
sneak off to the side and take off,
you
huh?
were talking to someone. I didn't know who it was, but you were very distracted. And that's when I went off to the side, the very like the sidewalk. And
Let's dive into that a little bit deeper here. So yeah, so I was over on the right side of the road, minding my business really, and then this guy comes up
pocket, you're
to me.
distracted. You gotta
Well,
focus, man.
I was minding my own business, and then somebody says, "Oh, hey, Colin." And I look over, and I actually didn't recognize who it was right at the get-go. And I think he could tell that I was like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" And he's like, "It's Jared." I was like, "Oh, so it was Elliot's coach, Jared Shoemaker." And so we started chit-chatting a little bit, you know, kind of just I think we were right around that 6 minute pace, kind of where I wanted to be, anyways. But we were chit-chatting along and just talking about things for at least a few minutes. And I was even said, "Yeah, I think Elliot's right behind me. You know, he's right here."
And he's like,
And
yep, he's behind you. That was the
yeah.
game plan all along. He's like, I'm going to distract him and you take off.
Yeah. I want to know how much you paid him extra or what came into to making that tactic work so beautifully for you. So Jared and I chatted for a few minutes, and then I was kind of like, "All right, what do you plan to run?" And I said what I was planning to run, and I said, "Well, you know, maybe I'll see you later or whatnot." And so I kind of sped up a little bit, and I didn't even look behind me actually for you. I just kind of like, "All right, whatever." But I honestly assumed that you were still kind of behind me,
Yeah,
and so
what was your 5K split?
shoot, I don't have the actually I can pull it up here. It was eight. Yeah, let's check that one.
I want to know exactly when we just weren't together anymore.
You got the BAA app up
Yeah.
too?
So
Okay.
I was 17,
I think that's where you got me.
17 something.
Yeah.
Seventeen.
Wow. Okay. So you're way ahead. That's where definitely I was at 18:38 at the 5K mark.
Yeah, so I was like a minute ahead of you.
So you really
A
dropped the
little
hammer.
less than a minute.
Yeah. In that first
Oh, wait,
5K,
no, I was 18:13.
18:13. Okay, that
Yeah.
makes sense. So 35 seconds though, still. That's a nice little gap
But
for
in
3 miles.
your head,
Yeah.
you
But I
thought you were
still
ahead of me.
I thought you must have been behind me because I didn't see you. So yeah.
Nope. Pays to be short, ma'am. No one
Yeah,
can
there you
see me.
go. There you go. But you know, early on, I will say my heart rate was already a bit higher than I expected it to be, and you know I didn't let it really faze me, but I said, "All right, you know, it's definitely warmer, I think, than we were expecting," and kind of I kept looking at my heart rate, but I ultimately kind of just made a decision that I don't really care what my heart rate is. I'm gonna kind of go with things for the most part here. So yeah, came through. I mean, that's where, like, if you look actually at the tracker app, you know, I think it says for me, you know, 5K and 10K mark, I was dead on at 6 minute pace. So I came through 10K at 37:14. What were you at 10K, Elliot?
36:29.
36:29. So yeah, so now you're up 46 seconds, made another little bit of a gain by the 10 mi or 10K mark. But how were you feeling? Do you feel like you were pushing too hard
Yeah, I
there? Or
mean,
do
I
you feel
was
like it
the
was
same
high?
as you. Like, I felt like I wasn't, like, I deep down, I was really racing by feel. And I'm like, okay, I always want to feel like I have another gear. Like, I'm not going to push it early on. But I glanced down at heart rate quite a bit and my heart rate was pretty high. I mean, low 150s for me is high. I did a few training runs where I just tested it out and see, all right, what if I go like high 150s for like 18 miles and I blew up on that long run. So I knew like, all right, I got to keep it like down to low 150s, like max, at least for like the first half because I could get in trouble. So really just dialed in on keeping my heart rate in kind of that zone, like 150 to 153.
Yeah. Yeah,
But
so I mean
that's
that
pretty high for me. I mean, I think last year my average heart rate for Boston was 152, so I was working pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. I was in the same boat there, but I figured I knew it was gonna be I was gonna need to push a little bit more than last year. I mean, to me, obviously, yes, I wanted to beat you, but it was definitely more about competing with myself here and wanted to be faster than I was last year at bare minimum. So, just kept pushing through. But I mean, it did feel like to me that the miles were getting checked off pretty quickly, you
Yeah.
know. And
I mean, it's always a good feeling when you don't really pay attention to like miles and you look down and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm already at mile 10." And
yeah,
just
well,
feels easy. I mean,
the one
relatively easy.
realization I did come up with, and it's definitely changed with different watches and we can call it the Wahoo if you want, but I think it's just even the Garmin I was using last year, I think was going a lot longer.
Yes.
Whereas
I
I
remember
did
that.
find that my Wahoo seems to be tracking miles as a little bit shorter than what the course was. I mean, it was only, within a I don't know, few hundredths, I would say, or whatever. It was pretty close, but it was definitely off. So like as I was getting to like mile 10, I'd say it was like at least a tenth of a mile off or something like that, at least. So,
Well, we
that
all
was,
know Boston is a little long. I mean,
we know it's long,
literally.
right? But, I figured, all right, I'm going to align with the mile markers and kind of try to rely on those, as a gauge there. And so I was, thinking about that 6 minute pace kind of, I was comparing when I was going over those different mile markers, the splits of where I was at with that. And, my watch kept saying 550, 555, somewhere in that range and things. But in reality, I think I was going closer to 6 minute miles during that time. So, which is all right. But yeah, I mean, it was beautiful weather. I was really trying to take advantage of the crowd again, giving high fives pretty much as possible. Getting those power boosts from the Mario signs and things like that that I saw out there. Did you get any of those, Elliot?
Yep.
Yeah. But it's just truly is a remarkable race, and just the amount of crowd support and just the way the community embraces this race is it really is I think like no other, around the
Oh,
world. I don't know. We'll
especially
have
when
to
the weather is nice, like how it
right
was
when the
on
weather's
Monday.
nice,
Yeah.
exactly. So, yeah, so it was going. I think that it felt like to me by mile 10, I was a little nervous that maybe I was going a little bit too fast and that the wheels would eventually come off. But I just took the mindset of screw it, I'm gonna go for it and see how long I can hold on, and hopefully I get the grit to be able to keep pushing through there. So
I mean, did you find yourself running with like groups to kind of help you pace a little bit? Because I mean, I don't know. I think when you get through mile, I mean, at least like to the halfway point, if you're still running with a group, I mean, you're running with
Yeah.
pretty experienced runners who
Right.
really know what they're doing. So you
Yep.
can kind of rely on them.
Yeah, there was one kid that I did see that I kind of finally I was like, what do you plan to run? I think we were at least a mile 11 or 12, and he said he was just trying to do sub 240, and I was like, ah, I'm hoping to go faster than that, or whatnot. But he we ended up kind of I wasn't running with him, but we ended up kind of being side by side. And then actually towards before I kind of not to get ahead of ourselves, caught up with you, there was one other guy that I was kind of keeping in sight, but I definitely wasn't on his heels or getting too close to him like somebody else may have been.
Hey, there's none of those games this year.
There wasn't. That's fair. But yeah, let's see. So, Ellie, you came through the halfway mark at what?
Remember this. It was like 117 low on my watch, and I'm like, wow, I think that is a half marathon PR for me. So I was kind of in the same boat as you. I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen the second half. I mean, I feel still somewhat good, like I wasn't crampy at all, but definitely was the fastest I've ever come through a halfway point in a marathon.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, you said 117 what?
Boston Tracker says 117.36.
36. Okay. So I was at 118.14. So it sounds like we kind of kept that gap about the same here,
Yeah,
huh? Once
45
you put
seconds.
in your surge at the beginning. I think that's you're taking a book out of the overall winners page, I guess, huh? Took
Nah,
off
but
in
you
that
caught me
second day.
eventually.
Oh, true. But then yeah, I think I was definitely looking forward to miles 15, 16. There's some good crowd support, and I knew that at mile 17, the peak Northeast Multisport folks would be there, and I was definitely looking forward to them. But I will say, I remember kind of thinking to myself, I was almost going to say to them, like, power me up here because I'm going to need some extra steam to make this happen here. But we got to almost to Ben within a quarter mile of where we connected last year, is where we ended up. All of a sudden, this little EMJ kit was inside
Yeah,
of
but
me.
did you see me like in the distance, or did you just see me as you caught me and you're like, oh my gosh, where did you come from?
No, I mean, I saw you. I would say you were, 15, 20 seconds ahead of me when I saw you first time, and I could tell I was like gradually gaining on you. So I said, all right. Well, I mean, again, I was shocked. I assume that I was probably a good minute or two ahead of you at that point here. I don't know why, but I just felt like I was running pretty well, and that was the case, where I hadn't seen you pass me, so I figured you had to be behind me. So then all of a sudden, when I saw you up there, it was like, what the hell is going on here?
What's going on? So, do you remember it was in the Newton Hills when you caught me? But
Correct.
I think I got through the first hill and I still didn't see you. I think it was it Heartbreak? It wasn't Heartbreak. It was at the third hill that you caught me.
Well, what were you at 25K? What was your time?
132.15.
Yeah, so I was 17 seconds down right there.
Okay.
And then by 30K, what were you at?
151.18.
Yeah, and I was 151.19.
Okay,
So by the
so we were
30K
together.
mark,
So it must have been that third hill.
we got to the hills. I think by that point my quads were already a bit cranky.
Yeah, no,
Definitely feeling the quads.
to be honest with you, I felt pretty devastated because I knew I pushed that first half a little bit and I was just in my head. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what happened last year. I thought you were gonna like take off and just. I was kind of ready to bury myself, but I don't know. I was kind of like, oh, this is gonna be miserable this last 10 miles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're already past that point. We're at the 30K mark, right? So, only 12K to go. So, I felt like the hills didn't. I will say, I think that especially the last hill, you could argue Heartbreak Hill, did feel a bit harder than last year. But felt overall reasonably good. Heading into that, and I do feel like. When you see BC, I guess it was a little bit different. I didn't the you know when I did it back in 2009 and last year, I kind of got to BC and I felt like, all right, I got this. This is over. Like we're almost done, but you're really not. So, but you did. I think even by then, you did actually. I think you took a little bit of a lead up Heartbreak, right?
Yeah, but it was because we saw Ryan on my team and I could tell he's a bigger guy, so I think he struggles a little bit up hills. So I pointed him out. I remember I was running with you and I pointed him out. And I'm like, let's go off to the side so he doesn't try to cling on to us. So I kind of surged off to the side and surged past him and you kind of went with. And yeah, I mean, that's. That was probably the funniest moment of the race for me. But I think I paid for it because it did not feel very good doing that. And then, yeah, once we crested Heartbreak, he re-caught up with me anyway. So that was kind of a dumb move, but it was fun. It was funny at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. That was, I think I got through our there, all right. It was not long after that that I wanted to try to reel you in, but I started getting my nemesis, my diaphragm kind of upper cramp that I get just below my lung on my right side that it didn't actually ever kick in, but I could tell if I kept really pushing that it was coming. So
I did. I remember I did say something to you at one point, and then you didn't really answer me right away. And then I looked over and I could tell you were just kind of, I don't know, like kind of reading your body language. I could tell you were kind of struggling. So that's when I knew, like, all right, I gotta like pounce on this because he'll eventually feel better again. And I know you will go deep in the final mile of the
Yeah.
race.
Well, and that's where I think maybe the negative thoughts I have about the race are just I don't feel like I don't know, in a way overall, and if you look at my heart rate, I definitely dug deep and it was a very, very hard effort, but I don't think I was getting the best of myself in especially that last 5K because I knew if I pushed any for any harder that I was going to cramp and that could really sabotage things. So
Yeah.
My last 5K was, I think, averaging like 620, 625s, which I was not happy about, so I think I'll say I lost the race to you here in that last 5K where you
Yeah,
were going
that what do they
a
call
bit
that
faster.
mile after heartbreak? The ghost mile or something, whatever
Yeah.
that's called. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was killer
it's a
for
very
sure.
fast segment, but if your legs are gone or your nutrition is off or something. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, you definitely have to pick up the pace.
No doubt. And
Those
that's where
next 3 miles after heartbreak are pretty fast, or they could be
they
fast.
can be fast if you can hold your own. And I definitely try to keep my turnover up and things, but I just couldn't, I mean, again, the legs were definitely hurting every step at that point, but it really wasn't holding me back. I was fine with that. It was the
And
cramp.
I think this year, I mean, compared to last year, I mean, last year we were in that section way faster. And I mean, by this point, I think the heat and the sun, just
Yeah.
being out in the sun all day, really played a factor. I mean, looking at splits, I mean, people really
Well, right.
faded
You
on the
compare
second
us to
mile.
other people, there's no doubt we didn't slow down nearly as much as a lot of people did. So
Yeah.
there's definitely some positive takeaway there. But yeah, I mean you want to put out your time here, but I don't believe you were in sight or I didn't see you when you were crossing, so there was really no, I knew you had me for pretty much the last
Well,
5K,
I'm
which
glad you're
I
tall
can't say
because
like.
I know that final stretch is like, it seems like so long every year because I'm just, I don't know, just hanging on for dear life. I kept peeking back. I mean, I think I looked back 3 times for you. And I was just,
And for the
yeah.
record, I did the actually kind of with about a mile ago, I just kind of said, screw it. And actually, I took a gel at like 2.5 hours, so like not really where I would normally plan to take a gel when you're that close. And I don't know if it was placebo, but it did seem to help me with that cramp. So I did pick it up a bit for the last mile or so, and so I did definitely give it everything I had to the line. Ryan Sipple definitely helped with the motivation there. Unfortunately, it wasn't you that I was trying to catch, but I did end up being able to catch and just pass Ryan at the finish line.
Like literally 100 feet from the finish line, you passed them.
I think, yeah, like 10 yards, right? I think
Yes.
something like that. So it was close, but PRs for both of us, right, Elliot?
Yep.
What'd you do?
238.09.
238.09 to my 238.56. A valiant win here, my friend.
56 minus 9, 47 seconds.
Yeah. So I will admit that, or a couple things that came across here. I mean, one, I feel like there's no doubt you obviously you beat me, and I felt like it was a higher quality win this year than it was last year.
I feel way better about this than last year. I didn't feel good.
Last year, I'll admit, I felt a little bit gypped with the way that one went down with the chip, the mat things being, I mean, bottom line, you beat me, don't get me wrong,
Yeah.
but
No,
it was
I,
different this year.
yeah.
So, kudos to you that, my friend. But To me, I will say, I think with the amount of, like we talked about at the beginning, the amount of miles that I put in, I really felt like I was in 235, 236 shape, and that I was going to be able to do better. So it was the first time in a long time I've kind of just been dissatisfied with my training, or feeling like my training didn't translate to what I was capable of. So that's the only frustration I have from the race, but I am happy I really pushed it on Boylston and managed to get under 239, so to get into that 238 range. And but you know, it's a lot of work that was put in to gain a PR of a minute and less than 20 seconds, I think, or something. So
Yeah.
but hey, you know, on the positive too, I mean, you finished a good amount of slots ahead of me. It was definitely overall, we finished quite a bit higher, a few hundred places higher than we did
Yeah. No,
last
I
year,
think it
right?
was around 200 places. I mean,
Yeah.
I think we were right around 300 300 this year.
So, I mean, that was definitely a positive, I think, does reflect on the temperatures. And I'd say I was 386, 38th in the, on the, 40 to 44 age group. So, you know, that was pretty solid.
I was 269th in my
269.
18 to 39 age group, which I don't
So
know
that is pretty
why
crazy.
they
So
just group everyone.
269. So over 100 places in that 45 seconds that you beat me by. That is crazy how tight it gets there. Yeah, a lot of smack talk, a lot of hype for this one, and you got me, buddy.
Well, my smack talk's gonna end by Sunday.
Bring it on.
It's been fun.
Just
It's been fun on social media lately.
I you know, my kids, when I bring my kids to school, we do listen to the Success Hotline with Dr. Rob Gilbert every day. And on Tuesday after the race, the message was, there is no such thing as losing, only learning. So
I
I
go, you
learned
got
some
that, Colin?
lessons.
You got that?
You know, the biggest lesson being that I have to watch out for this Asian ninja that does sneaky things at the beginning of races that I got to be ready for next time. So that's
Hey,
the biggest
but you
takeaway.
did catch me. You caught me mile 17 or
I had my
18.
chance. I had my chance. But no, it was an incredible weekend, incredible race, and so glad you came, and really just a fabulous weekend. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And I
So
still got to talk. So you still not. You're undecided about next year.
I'm not ready to commit to next year yet. I would say I wouldn't bet against it at this point here, but I'm not ready to quite to commit here. You know, we started spitballing. Maybe we should do a different one. Maybe we should
Yeah.
do London. Maybe we should do
New York.
New York, you know, something, mix it up a little bit. But
Nah, I like beating you on your home ground, on your home turf. You have all these fans, and I'm just like, I don't care if anyone roots for me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I guess, you know, we were joking about tripping you know, during the race with my fans, but I guess now we're just gonna, maybe I'll have a few things up my sleeve for next year that you're gonna really have to watch out for. You've been warned.
No, but I mean, I would not be talking crap to anyone else. I think you're probably the only person that I respect enough where I will. I mean, obviously, we're just joking around, and
We are. So it helps
I
bring out the best
definitely
of you.
would not be talking like this to anyone else. So it was fun banter all week.
I don't think, looking at it now, just hadn't really thought about this, I don't think I would push as hard if it wasn't knowing that you were right there and that we were battling.
Yeah.
You know, I think
No,
that
that's what I was telling you. I mean,
helps bring us the best.
if I did this race alone and not knowing that you and Ryan weren't there,
It's
I don't know. It's hard to
makes it a
push
lot
it.
harder to fade, you know,
Yeah,
or
I
to
mean,
slow down.
definitely there's a ton of runners to kind of pace with and that are very strong out there that were way
True,
better than
very
me.
true, but it's not quite the same
Yeah,
as,
we don't know any of those people.
right? So cool. So yeah, we wanted to keep this one relatively short here, but give everybody the opportunity to get some insight into both of our first races of the year here. Elliot's got St. George coming up pretty quick. I won't race till the White Mountains half in New Hampshire at the end of June. But we're recording this on Thursday after the race. It's we can both almost walk now, so that's a positive. And looking forward to tri-season officially starting here, huh?
Yep. I'm looking forward to not running as much now.
Yeah. No, I will definitely be in that boat, but but congratulations once again, my friend. Well
Thank
done
you,
here.
I'm still waiting for your social media post.
Yeah, that's got to come. I'll get that out at some point. I'm not going to mention you, but
all right, I'll just leave a comment then.
Oh, I know you will. But thanks everybody for following along here. Hopefully that was insightful here. If you have any questions or anything else we didn't cover, certainly let us know here. But until next time, we will talk to you soon here.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
Take care now.